Next page. There's also some significant doctrinal changes about the very nature of God himself. It says this. We're looking at 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 18. In the original 1830 Book of Mormon, it says this. And he said unto me, Behold, the virgin which thou seest is the mother of God. Now, they're talking about the Virgin Mary. Now, the Virgin Mary, you have to remember, the Mormon Church currently teaches that Jesus is not God as much as Jesus is the what? Son of God. So the Virgin Mary is not really the mother of God, but the mother of the Son of God, according to Mormons. Yet it right here says she's the mother of God. And in the underlying portion just after that, again from the original 1830 Book of Mormon, 2 Nephi 11:21, And the angel said unto me, Behold, the Lamb of God, yea, even the eternal Father, knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father saw. Behold, the Lamb of God, even who? The eternal Father. There's much evidence in early Mormonism that early Mormonism taught a doctrine called modalism, or Sabellianism, or a form of that. Modalism says that there's only one person who's God. That sometimes goes in different modes under different names. So modalism teaches that Jesus really is the Father, just going under a different name. It was the Father that was crucified at Calvary, going under the name Jesus. Same person, different name. Modalism. The Mormon Church has never taught Trinitarianism, pure Trinitarianism, but more recently they teach something called tritheism, that there are three gods, that the Father is one God, Jesus is another God, the Holy Ghost is the third God. Well, right-hand column, again, reflecting apparent modalism, it says this, 1 Nephi 11:32, And it came to pass, the angel spake unto me again, saying, Look, and I looked and beheld the Lamb of God, that he was taken by the people, yea, the everlasting God was judged of the world. And I saw and I bear record, and I, Nephi, saw that he was lifted up on the cross. Who was? The everlasting Father was lifted up on the cross. God was. This is 1 Nephi 11:32. Here's the three passages, 1 Nephi 11:18, 1 Nephi 11:21, and 1 Nephi 11:32. In every one of these cases, apparently they're teaching that it was the everlasting God who was born of the Virgin Mary. It was the eternal Father who is the Lamb of God. And it was the Father who was crucified and lifted up on the cross, the everlasting God. Now, what they teach on every one of these, they have gone back and changed the Book of Mormon.